Have you ever wanted to throw out the first pitch at a Cardinals game? Become a Design Air Heating and Cooling customer and you'll get that chance. Call this number now, 314-739-1600. 314-739-1600. Become a Design Air Heating and Cooling customer and you could be throwing out a first pitch and receive four all-inclusive tickets to that game. 314-739-1600. The chance of a lifetime, thanks to Design Air Heating and Cooling, proud partner of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The only thing I like better than baseball is saving people money. Start saving now with a cash-out refinance at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
This is our game preview and series preview on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. I'm Dan McLaughlin. In just a moment, you'll hear from Chris Raby. He'll have the pre- and post-game show of Cardinals baseball on KMOX. The Cardinals will start play tonight, 2.5 in front of Chicago, 4.5 in front of Milwaukee. So this clearly is a very important stretch of baseball for both teams, but a lot of pressure on Milwaukee to be at home, and they do not want to fall any further back in the Central Division. Pitching has been very good for the St. Louis Cardinals. Yesterday, the first major league win for Ryan Helsley, as he's now 1-0 this season for the St. Louis Cardinals. In relief of Michael Walker, went 4 2/3. Helsley went 2 1/3. And then John Brebbia got the final two innings under his belt. After a couple of walks, he settled in and then struck out three. It's the Cardinals and Brewers tonight. Adam Wainwright will get the start for St. Louis. On the website right now, a visit with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. And here's just a small snippet of that conversation about the team currently here in 2019.
Saw a lot of positives. I think, like, when you look at the overall week, it was nice to see where we were putting it all together. And, you know, obviously we're in a very tight race. We certainly want to recognize where we are in this, but we also want to continue to keep working at things. And I really have great appreciation for what Mike Schilt and his staff have done, because they keep looking at ways to manufacture wins, shaking things up, and keeping a very positive vibe downstairs. And I think we've all gotten to witness that over this past week or two.
I know when you evaluate, you look at every single possible aspect of the club, and I was talking about it over the weekend on the air, but Mike has done a great job managing the bullpen. Would you agree with that assessment?
Absolutely. Clearly, we're probably having to put too much pressure on them early on in the season. But, you know, ultimately, I think the way he's handled it, the way he's sort of optimized high leverage situations and really trying to take the bullpen and make it really one of our strengths and one of our advantages, he has certainly done that.
When you look at the club right now, about a month ago in this regular season, what do you like about it going forward that is starting to maybe take shape, as you mentioned earlier?
You know, I think the one thing to me that's pretty obvious is just the energy that this club is showing day in and day out. And I think, like anybody that's been a part of a winning team, you usually sometimes see a letdown as you get closer to the finish line. Right now, this club seems to be hitting its stride as we enter the month of September, and I think that's a good thing.
Hear more with Mo on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com and Mondays with Mo on the website. If you're looking for a spot to host your fantasy football draft, look no further than Westport Social, located in Westport Plaza. Jumbo TVs, ice cold beer, nachos, wings, private spaces to connect your computers. They also have live music and brunches every weekend. It's Westport Social, westportsocial-stl.com to set up your private party, your fantasy football draft. It's all at Westport Social. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios in brilliant clarity, thanks to Lordo's Diamonds. Any occasion, men's and women's jewelry, best prices in St. Louis, family owned. Walk through their doors, say hello to Jimmy Lordo, one of my best friends in the world. Mention my name or ScoopsWithDannyMac.com and get additional money off. Coming up, Chris Raby, a long preview looking ahead to tonight and this week with the Cardinals and Brewers.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Matt Carpenter for my friends at Schnucks. I want to tell you about the surprises they have in store. Schnucks has completely reformulated the taste and quality of hundreds of Schnucks brand items throughout the store. Ice cream, soda, chips, snacks, all of it designed to meet or beat the national brands on taste and quality. Plus, you can save a few bucks while you're at it. It's not generic brand, It's not private label. It's not store brand. It's Schnucks brand. So check out all the surprises in store at Schnucks. Just spot the red Schnucks dot and you'll know
it's good. A season that has been in many ways up and down for the Cardinals reached perhaps its highest point on Sunday afternoon as the Redbirds fell behind early but came from behind for a resounding 11-4 win over the Colorado Rockies, their 71st win of the year. They're 13 games above 500, their high watermark for the season, and they polished off a sweep of the Rockies in four games and a 6-1 homestand. The Cardinals are now 2.5 games in front of the Cubs in the National League Central and in a much different position when they came home a couple of weeks ago from dropping five straight games in California. August the 7th was a heartbreaking 2-1 loss to the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Jack Flaherty pitched a gem, and Los Angeles walked it off in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Cardinals returned home for a day off on Thursday the 8th, 58-55. The team? Well, they were firmly in third place in the division. Four games behind the Chicago Cubs and as close to the Cincinnati Reds as they were Chicago at 58-55. Since that day off after losing five straight games in Oakland and Los Angeles, the Cardinals are a Major League best 13-3, easily the best record in the National League Central. The Brewers are 7-7, the Cubs 6-9, the Pirates 7-9, and the Reds 6-10. The Cardinals have scored 94 runs in the 16 games over that stretch and allowed just 49. The club posted 31 runs in four games in their weekend sweep over Colorado. On August the 9th, in a preview just like this before the Pittsburgh Pirates came to town, Fangraphs.com gave the Chicago Cubs a 90.8% chance to make the playoffs and an 80.7% chance to win the National League Central. The Cardinals, a 28.7% chance on that date to make the postseason. The Brewers, 28.5%. Cardinals, 9.1% to win the division. Brewers, 9%. Just 17 days later, yesterday, Fangraphs, after the Cardinals closed out their sweep of the Rockies, gave St. Louis a 73.6% chance to make the playoffs and a 50.5% chance to win the division. That represents the first time all year that the Cardinals, according to the website, have had a better than 50% chance to win the National League Central, and the first time in quite some time that the Cubs haven't been the favorite. Back on the 8th of August, represented the Cubs' high watermark at 80.7%, more than 70 percentage points better than the Cardinals' 9.1. The Cardinals will have an opportunity to continue to put some distance between themselves and the Milwaukee Brewers over the next three games. They've been five games better than the Brew Crew over the last 16, going back to the 8th of August. And with three in Milwaukee starting tonight, the Cardinals could do what they did to Cincinnati and Pittsburgh out of the All-Star break and effectively nearly bury the Brewers' postseason chances.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score eight or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Hair Salon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Salon for Men, 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Salon for Men.
Tonight for the Cardinals, on the mound to open the series, it'll be Adam Wainwright against Gio Gonzalez. Tomorrow, Miles Michaelis against Adrian Hauser. And Jack Flaherty, one of the best in baseball over the last 2 weeks, against Jordan Lyles in Wednesday's finale. Cardinals pitching has been the name of the game as their success has continued to come in waves since the 8th of August and really since the All-Star break. Both starters and relievers have contributed to one of the best Major League ERAs since the second week of July. The Brewers, meanwhile, continue to go the opposite way. From a starting standpoint in the second half of the season, the Cardinals' 3.63 rotation ERA is more than a half run better than a Milwaukee's 4.33. In the second half, the Cardinals' starters have posted 4 wins above replacement, just 1.3 for Milwaukee. In August, 2.4 wins above replacement for the Cardinals and just 0.1 for the Brewers. Cardinals starting ERA in August, 3.33, 4.08 for the Brew Crew. The Cardinals' bullpen has really been the club's signature mark as they continue to stack wins. This season, the Cardinals' relief corps has a Major League best 3.71 ERA. They're fifth in strikeouts per nine, first in fewest home runs per nine, fifth in left on base percentage, first in wins above replacement, first in whip, second most swinging strikes in baseball. They've been absolutely fantastic. Milwaukee's bullpen, once one of their strengths going back to last year, has struggled, especially with an inconsistent Josh Hader. Since the All-Star break, the Cardinals relief corps has a National League best 3.35 ERA. Milwaukee's 5.42, 10th in the NL. In August, Cardinals relievers have surrendered just a 3.17 ERA. The Brewers, 5.95, 12th in the National League. 2.1 wins above replacement for Cardinals relievers since the All-Star break and one full win in August. The only team better than just over half a win at 0.6 WAR. The Brewers, negative 0.6 since the break and negative 1 in the month of August. The Cardinals relievers have answered the bell time and time again, and Redbird pitching continues to fortify this club for manager Mike Schilt. After the trip to Milwaukee for 3 games, the Cardinals will once again hit a soft spot in the schedule. 4 against Cincinnati, 4 at home against San Francisco, in Pittsburgh for 3, and in Colorado for 3, before ending the season on a murderer's row of the Brewers, Nationals, Cubs, Diamondbacks, and more Cubs. Meanwhile, the Cubs will limp out of Wrigley Field after being swept by the Nationals without Scherzer or Corbin pitching, and head to New York to take on the Mets for 3 games, then back to Wrigley for 3 against the Brewers. It's then Seattle, Milwaukee, San Diego, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati before a date with the Cardinals in Chicago beginning Thursday, September 19th. The Cardinals, Cubs, and Brewers have all had their cracks at teams that are below 500 in the standings, and the Cardinals have made the most of those opportunities. 41-25 against teams with a losing record. The Cubs, 41-28. The Brewers, just 33-30. And the Cardinals boast the best record of any team in the National League Central against teams in the division. 33-23, 10 games over 500 compared to the Cubs 29-24 and the Brewers 31-26. So 3 more big divisional games in Milwaukee against the Brewers and a chance for the Cardinals to continue to help themselves. I'm Chris Raby for Scoops with DannyMac.com.